Some Persian and Arab chronicles provide an attractive combination of legend and gossip column. They may start with the creation and end with stop press titbits. Thus, Yakubi, a 9th century Arab historian, traces the origins of the Khazars back to Japheth, third son of Noah. The Japheth motive recurs frequently in the literature, while other legends connect them with Abraham or Alexander the Great. One of the earliest factual references to the Khazars occurs in a Syriac chronicle by Zachariah Reeder, dating from the middle of the 6th century. It mentions the Khazars in a list of people who inhabit the region of the Caucasus. Other sources indicate that they were already much in evidence a century earlier and intimately connected with the Huns. In AD 448, the Byzantine Emperor Theodosius II sent an embassy to Attila, which included a famed rhetorician by name of Priscus. He kept a minute account not only of the diplomatic negotiations, but also of the court intrigues and goings-on in Attila's sumptuous banqueting hall. He was, in fact, the perfect gossip columnist, and is still one of the main sources of information about Hun customs and habits. But Priscus also has anecdotes to tell about a people subject to the Huns whom he calls Akhazars. That is, very likely, the Akh-Khazars, or White Khazars, as distinct from the Black Kara-Khazars. The Byzantine emperor, Priscus tells us, tried to win this warrior race over to his side, but the greedy Khazar chieftain named Karadash considered the bribe offered to him inadequate and sided with the Huns. Attila defeated Karadash's rival chieftains, installed him as the sole ruler of the Akhazars, and invited him to visit his court. Karadash thanked him profusely for the invitation and went on to say that, quote, "It would be too hard on a mortal man to look into the face of a god, for, as one cannot stare into the sun's disk, even less could one look into the face of the greatest god without suffering injury." End quote. Attila must have been pleased, for he confirmed Karadash in his rule. Priscus's chronicle confirms that the Khazars appeared on the European scene about the middle of the 5th century as a people under Hunnish sovereignty and may be regarded, together with the Magyars and other tribes, as a later offspring of Attila's horde.